Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the pasuk V'lo yikarei odes Shemcha Avram, Vayash Shemcha Avraham ki av hamon goyim nisaticha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that your name will no longer be called Avram, but rather Avraham ki av hamon goyim nisaticha. So what I'd like to discuss tonight are number one, the parameters of this iser, or either lav or asay or both. Of lo yikarei shemcha Avraham, vayash shemcha Avraham, Avram, vayash shemcha Avraham, and also halachic applications of ki av hamon goyim nisaticha. So, as far as the first point, there's a Gemara in Brachos, the very end of the first perek, daf yud gimel amud aleph. The Gemara there says as follows. We'll put up on the screen. The Gemara says, Tani bar kapara kolakare l'Avraham Avram over b'esai. Whoever calls Avraham by the name Avram violates an essay. Shenemar hayashim ha'Avraham. Rabbi Eliezer omer over b'lav. Shenemar v'lo yikarei od ha'shimcha Avram. So the pasuk concludes both an essay and a lav. Machlokes tanaim here, is it an essay or is it a lav? The Marsha says, mar amr chada v'lo pligi. There's no machlokas, they're both highlighting two different aspects that coexist, that there's both an essay and a lav. Not everyone necessarily agrees to that. So either there's a machlokas or they're both reflecting two parallel issues, that there's an essay and a lav. Okay, so that's what we need to see for now. We'll come back to the last line of the Gemara a little bit later. So the Gemara here indicates that there is such an isser of referring to Avraham as Avram after his name change. In the Rebbe Kiv Eger, on the side of the Gemara, he is mitzayin a Magen Avram. Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Nun Vav has a long list of various mitzvos that do not appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. So he collects dozens of mitzvos that don't appear in Shulchan Aruch, and he just lists them with like a sentence or two about each. And one of those is this isser of calling Avraham by the name Avram. However, the Dagalim Ravava raises a question. The Dagalim Ravava in his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, as well as in his Perush Hatzlach on the Gemara and Brachos, he raises the question that why do we not find this isser and or lav anywhere among the Monei HaMitzvos? None of the Rishonim that count the Taryak Mitzvos include this in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So the Dagalim Ravava just notes this, and in the Tzlach, he expands a little bit to try to figure out why that's the case, that is not included among the Monei HaMitzvos. So he says, the Riff and the Rush, leave it out. Why not? Why doesn't anyone quote it? And the Rambam doesn't quote it either. It's not in the smack, none of the Monei HaMitzvos. He quotes the Be'er Sheva on Maseches Tamid, who suggests that the reason the Monei HaMitzvos didn't count it is because they view it only as an asmachta, not a drash gemura, not an absolute din d'oraisa. He says, Dvarav Dechukim. And even if that's so, that doesn't explain, so that might explain why it's not in the Minyan HaMitzvos, but it doesn't explain why he wouldn't appear in the Rishonim, those Rishonim that quote Halachos Derabbanan as well, like the Riff and the Rush. The Tzlach leaves that as a Tzarachi, and he's not enamored by the Be'er Sheva's suggestion that it's only Nesmacht, and therefore it doesn't appear in Rishonim LaHalacha. In the Dagalim Ravava, he's mitzayin a comment of the Shiarei Knesset HaGedola in the Klali HaTalmud. In the standard printed Maseches Brachos, there are a few pages that are the Klali HaTalmud of the Shiarei Knesset HaGedola, and the count there starts three times, and the final iteration there, in what's called the Klalim HaNifradim, that's the last series of Klalim, Os Kafei, he's mitzayin this Be'er Sheva, and says that there are other instances where the Gemara uses a term that you're over below Sasei, and it's really only a din d'rabbanan. For example, in the context of bracha shenu zricha, the Gemara has that term as well, that you're over below sasei, and that's only, at least according to some Rishonim, a din derabanan, and not included, therefore, by the Monei HaMitzvos. So that he goes to the Be'er Sheva in explaining that this is only in a smachta, maybe a din derabanan, and therefore not counted. But again, the Tzlach Yanam Rasha ask why, that doesn't help explain why Rishonim don't quote a halacha, even if it's not a din deraisa to be included in the minyan mitzvahs. The Maariv Tzchias, in his notes, his commentary to the Gemara Brachos, at least within the Rambam, suggests that this may be the Rambam Lishitas. So maybe it is, at face value, it's a pasuk in the Torah, but the Rambam tells us in his Perashat Mishnayos and Perek Yedonasha that we're only formally mitzuva in mitzvahs that were given after Har Sinai, or at Har Sinai, after Mamad Har Sinai. So just like the Rambam's formulation there in the context of Gedonasha, why the tzivoy, the nature of the tzivoy, and the fact that Rismila, the reason for mitzuva is because of the later parashas in the Torah that reference Rismila, not because of Amar Avinu. So here too, this pasuk only appears Kodem Matan Torah, and therefore there's no absolute chiyuv to follow this, and that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it, forget about the minyan mitzvahs, that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it lahalacha at all. In the Kuntres Achron, in the back of the Chuvas Maril Diskin, he writes as follows. Ha'iser likro l'Avram Avinu Avram, ha'im hurak b'chaye chiyuso. So Marla Diskin says, having trouble landing on it here. The Marla Diskin says that the whole Isser of referring to Avraham as Avram only applied in the lifetime of Avram Avinu. Just as there's no din of being the Kalil Saman La'achar Moso, so too, this din of not being Kore L'Avraham, Avram, only applied B'chayav. And he's misupuk whether it was even true B'chaya Yitzchak as well. Because arguably, since a son is referred to as the son of his father, then even in Yitzchak's lifetime, maybe the Isser applied not to refer to Avram as Avram. But definitely after that point, it was only at a one juncture in history where this is relevant and not Lidoros. In the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi by Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, which Al Maseches Brachos, so he writes that Maral Diskin, at first glance, is very difficult to sustain because it's against the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara that we started with on Brachos Daf Yud Gimel proceeds to ask, why is that really so that you're not allowed to refer to Avraham as Avram? What about the pasuk in Nehemia that we say every day? Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bacharta BeAvram. And then our answer is that's a historical retrospective, but that's not referring proactively to Avraham as Avram. But the fact that the Gemara asks a question, it would seem to indicate that the Isser applies even after Avram Avinu's lifetime, after the period of the Avos, because the Gemara is bothered by the use of the term Avram in the Pasuk in Nehemiah. And the reason the Gemara rejects it is not because of disputing that assumption. So where's the Maril Diskin coming from in suggesting that the Isser only applies the Chayiv and didn't apply subsequent to that? So the Mishmar HaLevi writes that he asked this question to Pachaskal Abramsky, who responded that maybe the Maral Diskin is assuming, not like the Marasha, that there's actually a Machlokas Tanaim here, whether there's an essay or a Lav. And when the Gemara asks from the Paskin Nehemia, it's assuming that the Isser essay is only Bechayev, but maybe Lachar Moso, there's still going to be a Lav. Okay, that's his suggestion. The Melo HaRoim, in his Perish on the Gemara print in the back, quotes a Tosefta that indicates that the Isser of using the term Avram, instead of Avraham, is only relevant if it's in the context of a Zilzal. If you're saying it to be Mezalzel B'Avraham, and to use a name that's inappropriate, then that's Usser. But it's only Usser where you have that Kavana L'Zilzal. Shuvah Minchas Yitzchak, Chela Dalid Simen Lamed, Chela Galid Simen Lamed, was asked about whether it's appropriate to read English literature that refers to Avram Avinu by the name Abram, as opposed to Abraham. And in the context of addressing that, actually, there are two shailas in the tshuva. One of them is about women saying Kaddish, and the other one is about using the term Abram. So he devotes two very short paragraphs to the question of women saying Kaddish, and then a few columns to the question of Abram versus Avram. But in his analysis of our question, he notes the following. So he discusses the points that we've discussed until now, that the Mani and Mitzvahs of Rishonim don't quote Halacha aside from the Magen Avram. He says the following. So how does this apply nowadays to referring to anyone else by the name Avram as opposed to Avraham? Is this only Avram Avinu, or are you not allowed to name your kid Avram? So he says, there's no issur to call your kid Avram. If you have some reason to do so. And he quotes what the Maariv Tzvias notes, that there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun that quotes an Amora by the name of Avram Chaza. So apparently the name Avram, not Avraham, was in use at some point. Dirak im kori b'no Avraham, al shem Avram Avinu, azich iser likro b'shem Avram. So if you name your son after Avram Avinu, or you name your son after someone else who was named after someone else who was named after Avram Avinu, but the name b'mekor is intended to latch on to the name of Avram Avinu, then there's an Isser being Kore B'Shem Avram. So not only if it's Avram Avinu you're referring to as Avram, but any Avraham named after Avram Avinu that you refer to as Avram, that would be Isser. V'lo nikra b'kavana lo l'shem Avram Avinu. But you name someone Avram because you like the name and it has nothing to do with Avram Avinu, then that doesn't pose any problem. And then he says, in addition to that, you have the other kulos of the Malah Haroim, that if it's not done Lazilzal, then there's no problem. So the and he also notes that even though the Magen Avraham quotes the Isser Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't cite it. The Mishnah Berurah has a version of the Magen Avraham's long list there in Siman Kuf Nun Vav of mitzvahs that are not quoted elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't include this Isser in that list, so the Minchas Yitzchak speculates maybe because he doesn't view it as that chamor or that relevant lemaisa. So on that point of calling an Avram by the name Avram in contemporary post-biblical times, the Beis Shmuel in his Shemus at the end of Siman Kuf Kavtes in Ebenezer. So the very first entry is Avram. He writes there that Avraham chenish lichto minestam shekulim nekram l'shem Avram Avinu. That the default presumption is that if someone is named Avram, that he's named after someone who's named after someone who's named after Avram Avinu. Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu v'loi kareidu l'shem Avram, ayashem Avraham. He quotes a marshal, imlo sheyesh lo kabbalah she'osa mishpacha nikru b'shem Avram. Unless you have a Kabbalah that in your family there is an Avram, not Avraham, and named after another Avram, and that's a different name. Kilif Amim Aviv Chai, Vinikra Avraham, Vishem Avi Ishto Gamkein Avraham, Umes, Verotza Likros Beno Achav. So sometimes there are two Avrahams in the family, one passes away, so you're not going to use the name Avram because of the living Avraham, but Avram is close enough to Avraham, so maybe you would use that slightly different name. And that would be considered naming after the deceased Avraham. So if there's a reason that they dafka chose the name Avram, there's no Isser. And that's the proper name. And then there are the more detailed complications if a person goes by both. If some people call Avram, some people call Avraham. And the Gemara Sudra, he outlines five different possibilities as to how this could play out in terms of the use of the name Avram versus the name Avraham. So bottom line, it's questionable the extent to which this concern is relevant in Halacha and how broad it is. But it seems clear that if someone wants to give the name Avram instead of Avraham, as a standalone name, not connected to Avram Avinu, that there does not seem to be any iser in doing that. Okay, let's move on to the second part of the shiur, which is the parameter of Av Hamon Goyim lehalacha. So there are a few instances where this comes up. In the Siman about Shemos Gittin, Siman Kuf Kaf Tesiv Kaf, the Mechaber writes, the get ger kose ploni ben Avram Avinu. That if when you refer to a ger and a get, the correct way of referring to him is as ben Avram Avinu. And that's based on a Shuvas HaRash, where the Rush writes, that's because of ki av hamon goyim nesadich. Avram Avinu is considered to be the father of all of humanity. So at least if you have a ger that doesn't have a halachic father, because Kavan Shanoa Dami, so it is appropriate to refer to him as from the progeny of Avram Avinu, because Avraham Goyim Nisaticha. Says the Beishmuel there, the Imlo Kasav Avinu Tzarech Lechtov Hager. So if you're not going to write Avram Avinu, you write Hager instead, that also works. The Imlo Kasav of Imlo Kasav, I think it's a typo there. Imlo Kasav Pasal Demashra Shehu Ben Avram. What Bishwal is saying there, I think there's a, I'm not sure where that typo snuck in. What Bishwal is saying is that if you write Ben Avram and not Ben Avram Avinu, then that would pasal the get, because that implies that his father is some contemporary Avraham. If you write Ben Avram Avinu, so it's clear, you're indicating that it's a ger, and the connection is to Avram Avinu. But if you write Ben Avraham Stam, so that would mislead someone to think that he's not a ger, that he's the son of someone around now that is named Avraham. So Bishmuel assumes that, many Achronim as well, that if you write Ben Avraham instead of Ben Avram Avinu, that's not going to work, that could possibly the get. There is a Taz in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that seems to say otherwise. Arachayim Kuflamites Sif Gimel Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that a Sufi Vishtuki, if we have someone whose father's identity we don't know, so then you write Shem Avi Imo. Then you call him up to the Torah, sorry, by Shem Avi Imo, by his father's mother's name. Then Einu Yadua, if we don't know even that, Kovinos Ova Shem Avram, Kamala Ger. Then you refer to him as Ben Avram, as we do for a Ger. Says the Taz over there, Lani Asaiti Shein Zanachon. So that's not right to call him up to the Torah by Ben Avraham. The Shema Yavol Agarish Ishto, the Yichtov Kain Ana Plani Ben Plani Shehu Avi Imo. I'm sorry, it's not right to call him up by his grandfather, because then when it comes to a get, people would think that his grandfather is his father, and they're going to write the wrong thing in a get. Al Kain Karno Sobashem Avram. So it's better to write Ben Avram. Kamosha Kotavacharkach. Zevade Emopsol Kia Kol Banav Shel Avram Nechsev Avamon Goyim Nesaticha. And that's definitely going to be kosher, even if you write Ben Avram in a get. That's going to be kosher because Avamon Goyim Nesaticha. So the Taz seems to be saying that even in a get, if you were to write Ben Avram for anyone, definitely for a ger, then that get would be kosher, at least b'di'evet. So most, it seems that most of the later posts can assume like the Bishmuel here against the Taz, but that's a serious question. If you were to write by mistake Ben Avram instead of Ben Avram Avinu in a get, would that possible b'di'evet? In one of the essays on the topic, in one of the volumes of Shiras HaDin, they quote the C. Pesach Frank, and his notes on Gittin was Makel based on the Taz. But it's questionable The new Otzer HaPoskim on Kuf Kaf Tes that came out in the last year or two, it has a few pages on the topic, but it's questionable whether you could be a machter that b'di'evet. The Torah Skitin writes that if you have a ger who is chozer l'suro, who stopped being observant, so then it's inappropriate to write ben Avram Avinu because it's not right that you should connect such a person to Avram Avinu. He's still halachically Jewish. Ger shechozer l'suro is still Jewish, but it's not right to refer to him as Avram Avinu. And the practice of Batei Din nowadays is to follow this. And if a ger is no longer observant, then we write Hager instead of ben Avram Avinu. Let's just take a look at a couple other instances where Avamon Goyim Nisaticha is relevant lahalacha. The Rambam Hilchas Bikurim Perek Dalid Halacha Gimel writes, Hager Mevi Vikorim. When it comes to Bikurim, a ger brings Bikurim and he does Kriya. Kriya's Parshas Bikurim. Shenemar L'Avraham Avamon Goyim Nisaticha. Harehu Av Kol Ha'olam Kula. Shenechnas and Tachas Kan Feshchina. So a ger is from the spiritual, ideological progeny of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was promised Eretz Yisrael, which is the reason for Mitzvah Bikurim, and that's the theme of that which you're Kore, of the Psukim. So that's why a ger is maybe the Kore Bikurim. So this is based, as Radvaz points out on the side of the Rambam, this is based on Yerushalmi, even though the Tana in the Mishnah says that a ger is mevi v'enokare, but the Yerushalmi quotes a different position in Tanaim, that a ger is mevi v'kare, and that's what the Rambam quotes, Lalacha, based on this notion of av hamon goyim nesaticha, that is mechayiv a ger in mikra bikurim because of his relationship to Avraham Avinu. This is relevant to Nusach HaTfilah as well. Any time that there's a reference to Avoseinu, where Lahalacha, we assume that a ger recites the regular Nusach HaTfilah, as does everyone else, and that is articulated in a famous Tshuvas HaRambam to Rav Avadia HaGer, Tshuvas HaRambam Simen Reish Sadi Gimel, who writes, Sha'alta al iskei habrachos v'hatfilos bein chal bein atzmecha, o im tispalel b'tzibor. So Avadia Ger asked the Rambam, what's the appropriate language to use in davening? All these Lashonos that refer to the collective Klal Yisrael and the relation to the Kodesh Baruch, is that appropriate for a Ger to recite? The Rambam writes, Yesh lecha lomar hakol tikunam, you should recite everything as printed. Don't change anything. The Nusach doesn't change. Why? Avraham Avinu inculcated the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to humanity. Ubad bavarzara vehefer avadasa vehechnis rabim tachal kanafeshchina velimdam bahoram vetsiva banu vnei beisav achra lishmar derech Hashem kumosha kasa betorah ki dativ lemanashi yitzaves banav es beisav acharav vishamu derech Hashem lefikach kol mishis gayer asof koladaris every ger for the rest of history v'kolam yachish moshe kadosh baruch hu kumosha uksib betorah tamid shav mavino lav shalom. So anyone who is megayer is considered the spiritual descendant of Avraham Avinu, who bnei beisav him kulam, who hechser asam lemutav, k'shem shehechser asan shedar b'fiv v'limudo, kach hechser kol asidim l'sgayer b'tzavaso. Shesiv esbadav bnei beisav achra. So that pasuk, ki dativ asher yitzaves banaves beisav acharav, tells us that in a sense, Avraham Avinu hashpa is felt with every ger in every generation, that whoever is megayer any time in history, that's connecting back to Avraham Avinu, and that's because of the efforts exerted by Avraham Avinu. Nimsa Avraham Avinu, alav ha-shalmu, av l'zara k'sherim ha-holcha midrachav, v'av l'tamidav, v'chol ger she'eskai. So Avraham Avinu is considered the father of all of Klal Yisrael and all the gerim that are going to be begayu later in history, and that's why it's totally appropriate to refer to Elokei Avoseinu because Avram Avinu is the Av Hamon Goyim. And therefore, all the standard Nusach HaTfilah is appropriate. And then the Rambam there in the Tshuva goes on to explain that this is relevant to Havas Bikurim and Kriyas Bikurim as well, which we saw reflected in the Rambam in Yad, that a ger is mevi the kore. Okay. And finally, there's a din of Hilchos Nedarim. Quote in Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya Simon Reish Yud Zayin Sif Mem. Nadar Mibnei Noach Aser B'Umas Olam. So if you take a neder that you're not going to benefit from a Ben Noach, you can't benefit from your mother Hana from any non-Jew. Mutar Yisrael, but you're allowed to benefit from Yisrael. Nadar Mizer Avram. If you take a neder that your mother Hana from the descendants of Avram, Aser B'Yisrael U'Begerim U'Mutar B'Umas Olam. So then, when you use the Lashon Zer Avram, you're usher not only on Yisraelim, but you're usher to Gerim as well. So the first halacha is a Mishnah in Adarim Lamed Aleph. The application to, there it says, if you know the Mizar Avram, you're usher Yisrael. It doesn't mention Gerim. So the Taz notes that Ubegerim Lonimzul is a makor. Doesn't say that anywhere. Veneer the alafla midamatsinu l'inyan bracha shager yachalomar alokeya vasenu shenamarki afa mongoyim nisaticha. Moshe Kasavatosas perex fina daf pe aleph. The Tosas there is in the context of Mikra Bikurim as well. Tosas of the opinion there in Bava Basa pe aleph that the only ger is maybe the kari is mibnei chiti mibnei Yisrael the Keni, because they had some kind of a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Because the problem with the Pesach of the Rambam is in order to be chayv in Bikurim, you have to have land in Eretz Yisrael. But the Taz says that maybe this is the source that if your mother Hana from Zeravam includes gerim because av haman goyim nisaticha. And the Taz doesn't mention, which the Korban Nisanal on the Rush asks why not, or knows that he doesn't mention, but the Rush, there's a line of the Rush both in the Perisha and the Darim and in the Psakim, but the Rush in Psakim there quotes a Tosefta, and the Tosefta is explicit that a Ger, that if you're Noda Mizar Yisrael, it applies to Gerim as well. So a little curious on the Taz why he says there doesn't seem to be any source where the Rush does have this din in Psakim and in his Perish on the Gemara there in Nedarim. So be that as it may, these are the instances where Avraham Goyim Nisaticha comes up l'alacha, number one in the context of Shemos, forget, for Ksuba, to refer to as a Geras Ben Avraham Avinu, in the context of Kriyas Bikurim, at least B'das HaRambam, and in the context of Nedarim as well. Okay.
Rizalman,
thank you very much.
In the Rambam, what is the Lashon Avosenu? The good Avraham, but Avosenu is plural. What's the connection to the Avos?
I'm sorry, my connection. I lost you for a second in the middle.
What in the Tshuva of the Rambam?
Yeah.
What's the connection to Avosenu plural? So you good okay Avraham, but Avosenu is plural. All the Avos.
So that's a little bit of a discussion as well, in whether the notion of Avraham Avinu Saticha on some level applies to the other Avos. I think Tosas there Bava Basa Pe Aleph. Is nachas to that a little bit, and some of the Rambam talk about it in the context of tefillos in general, but there may be some resonance of that connection even by the other of us.
Okay.
You see that a father-in-law and a son-in-law can have the same name. Name is Avram. That's why they wanted to name the grandson Avram.
Right. Right. That's what the Marshal has, that you could have that kind of a scenario. Right.
By the way, on a Shabbos Shabbat Brachas, do you say Devei HaSeir or not? I don't remember.
On Shabbos Shabbat Brachas, why not?
Because Shabbos, because it's Shabbos.
Yeah, so we don't. I don't remember.
You know, you don't need Panam Chadashas. The Shabbos is
correct. Mm-hmm. I thought we did, but I don't remember. I've not been to a Shabbos Shabbat Brachas in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.